Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's stories you'll never see in establishment megaphone, prostitute media, known as mainstream media. Really dying carcass, state-run, New World Order-run, vending machine media. I mean, really, vending machine media. Because foreign governments, just China, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, hey, we'll give you $500,000. Don't let your reporter criticize. We're lining people up and shooting them. Amber Lyon, get rid of her. Here, we'll put a few coins in. Ben Swan is here. The answer is move in an exodus away from these people. Here's an article you never see. Italian Supreme Court president blames Bilderberg for terrorist attacks, strategy of tension. Their head of their CIA has gone public saying they're staging terror attacks as a pretext to destroy liberty worldwide, that they have the documents. You think you'd see that mainstream news? Also, who gave North Korea nukes in the first place? We have links to 10-year-old mainstream news articles, but you won't see this now. You see, but you will see somebody like Ben Swan cover it. So then Fox tells him, "Oh no, just do local stuff." Ben, would you cover stuff like this once you launch your own operation, or is that the ravings of a fascist?
No, absolutely. Listen, I think I'm especially intrigued, by the way, by this article you guys have up about who gave these nukes to North Korea in the first place. And listen, what part of what we do, too, is because what we really try to do is stay away from editorializing. Obviously, we have a little bit different brand in what we do. But one of the things that we're really about, and I love what you guys have done with this, is we try to go back and find sources and find facts from the past. Because one thing that media does not do a very good job of is ever going back and saying, hey, what did we say about this 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago? It's the same concept with Al-Qaeda. You mentioned this before, Al-Qaeda in Syria. Well, go all the way back to Al-Qaeda being created with the Mujahideen in Afghanistan.
Exactly.
In the late 1970s, early 1980s. And yet media forgets that conveniently today. They never talk about those issues today, never discuss the fact that our government funded this and created it. And today we're repeating history all over again.
You're right. And at a certain point, it's got to stop, because we see cultures throughout history go crazy. And you know, I talk to a lot of mainstream media people. They don't like what's happening either. They don't like being on a short leash.
Yeah. Well, no, they don't. And there's a lot of really good reporters out there, and smart reporters, and they understand that at the end of the day, they have to do what they're ultimately told to do. And I think that there's more and more people kind of pushing back against that and moving away from it. And again, it's things like access through the internet, and there's just a lot of platforms out there. So, you know, one of the most important things we do, groups like Campaign for Liberty have talked a lot about the absolute necessity of keeping the internet free of government control. And it's vitally important that that happens. And I think your listeners absolutely know that. But again, where I feel like we play a service here is to go out and find folks who don't know it yet.
No, exactly. Everybody's got to promote liberty and go out and wake other people up. Obama's got to rally people to try to take our guns. He needs that grassroots. Look at how the White House senior advisor to Obama came out and said, "We hate Drudge Report. We can't even talk because of him picking up what we say." Well, you're the one saying it. That shows how pathetically weak the little man behind the curtain is. But getting back to this North Korea thing, before you leave in a few weeks, your station there, come to him and say, "What, I can't cover North Korea threatening to nuke America? Doesn't that affect Cincinnatians locally?" And then, you know, do a reality check on the fact that our government and others help give the fissile material to North Korea. How could they say no to you on that?
You know what? I'll absolutely do that story. We'll do it this next week. We do them Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And so absolutely, we'll do that story. Because again, you know, the station for us, as we're going out, you know, obviously they have their direction that they're going in. And they've never really suppressed anything we've done. I don't see them suppressing this. So I think we'll be okay with it. But I'll definitely do the story because, as you guys are pointing out, you've got great information here and sources. And these aren't wild conspiratorial sources.
Wait a minute. Somebody else has something to say. Somebody else, blame. Yeah, they have something to say
to us. You know, Alex Jones, you piece of garbage. I don't know what your deal is. I really don't know, and I don't care.
Hey, Ben Swan, you're awesome. We need to talk off air. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to look deeply at who gave the nukes to North Korea. You're not going to see this in the dinosaur kleptocrat vending machine media. I call them vending machine because whoever puts money into them, they'll say whatever their buyers tell them to say. The PR media, the propaganda media. We're going to be breaking that down at the bottom of the hour. North Korea saying they've loaded A-bombs on top missiles and are preparing to blow up. I've got the quotes right here. They're going to blow up Tokyo, the most populous city in the world. How many people live in Tokyo? Like 30 million or something? I would be pretty angry, but you know what? I've heard pundits on Fox News say the Japanese ought to be thankful for Fukushima because radiation's good for them. Ann Coulter said that, and she said she wasn't joking. So I would suggest Ann Coulter go get on top the highest skyscraper in Tokyo and say, Kim Jong-il, fire the missile. I'm about to really get some health here. These people are so out of control, man. But I got to tell you, I've kind of gone over the mountain, just where I'm at peace, because the last few weeks I've been so upset about everything and just so worried about everything. God's in control. And whatever's going to happen is in God's plan. And God's plan is for all of us, though, to speak out and be involved. Because physically what happens to us, you know, we probably can't control all that, but spiritually we can. And, I'm not telling you what to subscribe to, you know, religious or anything. I'm just saying, if you don't feel God's presence, something's wrong with you. Let me tell you, there's like a lot of zombies out there in the population. And that's what I want to talk about now is consciousness. You can just type into a search engine, brainwaves of the average Westerner are dropping, TV Alzheimer's connections, neurological disorders. The English language is growing in words and popularity, but the amount of words used is shrinking. People aren't communicating. You go to a restaurant, every kid in the place is on an iPad or iPod. The parents aren't talking. They're on an iPad or iPod. And they're not even researching news or info. They're like, you know, looking at entertainment stuff. The IQs are dropping. That's physical. In fact, guys, print me an article on that right now. IQs dropping in the West. Sodium fluoride in the waters. Harvard study, on average, a 15 to 20% IQ reduction if you live in a city that's fluoridated and drink it as a child. I mean, these are facts. Stubborn things they are, that we are under this mass mind control system where they turn up the social engineers, in their own words, the ambient level of distractions, diversions, infighting, cultural poison. I mean, I was watching this morning, there's a story up on InfoWars.com about Kesha, and I hadn't really ever followed her, and I watched a couple of her videos, and it's teaching 14-year-old girls how to commit suicide and songs about committing suicide, and having her fans send in, you know, their teeth to wear around her neck, and how she loves Satan and the devil and, you know, all of this. And they're not just doing this to be cool. This is the spirit of the age. This is, how do we hurt the youth? How do we screw them up so bad they roll over to us to bring in the control grid? And I'm going to break down what the control grid is after we play this video. Now, you know, I've been doing Man on the Street for a long time, 16 years, and I've had my reporters doing it, and we're going to be doing more of it. And I think all of you should be going out doing Man on the Street for your own YouTube channel or online. I mean, it's really to create a cultural engagement with people about how dumbed down folks have gotten. Leanne McAdoo, the story's up on PrisonPlanet.tv, she went out and could find no one that knew that dihydrogen monoxide was water. Redoing a Penn & Teller skit from like 9 years ago. We heard that yesterday, that they picked up from a high school student who had done it a few years before that, showing his whole class, including his so-called biology teacher, did not know what dihydrogen monoxide was. And so we went out and did it and found no one in Austin, in a wealthiest part of town, right on the pedestrian bridge with, you know, all these university professors and people. None of them knew what dihydrogen monoxide was, and they did call for banning it because it has a scary sounding name like carbon dioxide or sodium chloride or potassium chloride, the table salt. Well, sodium chloride is potassium chloride, a variant of it. And that's why I want to air this Mark Dice piece, because Mark, when he's on, just does a tremendous job. And it's good to see him, you know, out there really showing how dumbed down people are. He did another video where he's like, did you hear we nuked China, blew up two other cities last week over the trade deficit? And people are like, oh, that's, you know, that's a good idea. Or, oh, I don't care. Or, okay, well, whatever. You know, we might have wanted to talk to him. I mean, just totally oh, millions are dead. Okay, I got to go. Look, if you don't care about millions dying, which didn't die, and don't even know about something like that, do you think you've got any future? These are people in a zombie state, raised in their diapers in front of a television where they don't interact. It's a mental illness. And the globalists brag about this. Their brain waves are very close to a sleep state. You see them walk around, you say it's like they're in a daze. They're in one. And when you go, hey, wake up, they're like your five-year-old, don't want to get out of bed. I'll be waking my seven-year-old up, or, you know, 10-year-old, and hey, get up. You know, we got to go to church or whatever. Oh, let me sleep 10 more minutes. It's the same thing. Oh, leave me alone. Leave me alone. We've got to wake these zombies up. Plus, it's more invigorating to be awake. And that is what's happened. I mean, it is a mass zombiosis. So when they laugh at you, that's a pre-programmed response. Because they've seen millions of simulated murders on TV, death, killing, video games. So you tell them about, hey, you know, 2 million dead Chinese in a nuclear attack, and they just go, I don't care. Because they can't differentiate what's real. And this has been done scientifically. The globalists brag about this. Bernays bragged about it 60, 70 years ago. And now they've got a giant horde of people who don't care if millions are dying in Iraq or whatever for real. But then when the media shakes them out of it to go, the dead children, here's their names, then they cry and call for our guns over 20 dead kids. You know, they're taken out of the trance occasionally, but only by the programmers. So there's a split. There's people waking up. There's people that are getting deeper into the trance. And I'm going to have my crew go out in Austin. In fact, I was already planning on it. I guess great minds think alike. And I was already, because I just love the good work people do. I just love the work of Ben Swan. I love the good work of people like Mark Dice. You know, even if I individually, you know, particularly am sad for people and their own personal stuff, I still have to admire important work because that's what matters. That's what matters in this universe. And I just have, I was just reading the Bible passage this morning, you know, about turn the other cheek. But that's with your brethren, not with the New World Order. Christ beat the money changers. But when your brethren are having issues, you need to love them, especially to guide them and build them up to do the great work that needs to be done fighting tyranny. We are builders, and that's our job, and we need to shake these zombies out of their mind control. Here's Mark Dice's excellent report.
We're going to just repeal the Second Amendment and take the guns away from the crazy right-wing white extremists and just make sure that only the illegal unregistered guns stay on the streets.
The white guy signs.
Thank you so much.
Just thank you.
By repealing the Second Amendment, what that'll do is we'll have a door-to-door gun confiscation against the white people, the right-wing extremists.
Okay.
Take away their guns. Well, birthday.
What's the? Oh, my birthday.
Yeah, looks like he's white. Yeah. Black
repealing
mesh,
the Second Amendment, door-to-door gun confiscations. Then that way, only the unregistered guns will be out, and we'll be much safer that
got
way.
Got you.
Thank you, sir.
Making eye contact.
Just a name and a signature.
This is California.
We're trying to just repeal the Second Amendment to make sure that only the criminals have the guns
San Diego.
And get them out of the hands of the law-abiding
a woman
citizens.
Signs it.
To repeal the Second Amendment. It's such an old-fashioned.
They're signing a petition, repeal the Second Amendment.
Just making sure that the law-abiding gun owners have that right taken away.
All right.
Thank you so much. We're going to repeal the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Only the police and the military need to have guns. We can trust them. They've never done anything wrong. And we're just going to get the legal registered guns off the street.
You don't have to convince us, my friend.
This will remove all the law-abiding registered gun owners and then the criminals sign. The criminals won't turn their guns in, so they'll still have their guns after we repeal the Second Amendment. Thanks for supporting that. Come on, bro. You don't want the kids to die in another massacre like Sandy Hook, do you?
No,
come on.
I don't feel like signing anything.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We're going to repeal the Second Amendment.
No, I don't.
And, well, what's, come on. We want to help keep people safe. We can, trust, but you can't be trusted to own those guns. The police can be
only
trusted,
two young women.
You,
about 17
slaves.
Said no.
No. Thank you. A chance to win a free Xbox to repeal the Second Amendment?
You're a genius.
With a straight face. What we're doing is we're supporting the Lord. We're repealing the Second Amendment
old
to get the guns off
signs
the streets.
It.
The police, if you have any problems, you can call the police. You don't need to defend your family yourself. So we're just
California is
the
deepest
Second Amendment
under mind control.
We just supported repealing the Second
he
Amendment.
Thank back.
You so
she
much.
Smiles.
We're trying to just print.
Even if you have a permit?
Birthday, please. We're just repealing the Second Amendment for all and a signature. We're just repealing the Second Amendment for all law-abiding citizens. We don't need that. If you have a problem, if there's a threat to your family, you just call the police. You can wait on them. So
that's true.
Thank you so much for that. We don't need these Tea Partiers and these law-abiding citizens to own guns.
And they all
that's
sign
for the police and the military.
His key is he
right?
talks like a zombie. He goes, ooh.
In today's society, we can trust the government enough to
see, that's the
be
NPR
the only people
voice.
Who have the weapons.
I don't know if he's doing this on purpose,
and
but these people are hypnotized.
We're just going to do some gun confiscation.
He's speaking to them in the proper voice.
And take them away from everybody.
All right.
Thanks for supporting that.
Thanks
are you
for turning them
oh, yeah.
in.
Okay. Just checking. we'll do after the Second Amendment is repealed is we'll have some door-to-door searches to confiscate the registered weapons.
Woman signs.
Databases of
the rest of the video is up at InfoWars.com. We're going to post it right there along with his Nuke China, where people think China's been nuked and don't care and don't even know. These people are in a zombie state. Good job, Mark.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1562.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,601.60, $800.80 for a half ounce, or $400.40 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,601.60, $800.80, and $400.40.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies.
But my dreams,
they are as empty
as Paul Bunyan. Bogala's conscience,
as my conscience
seems to be.
Seems
I was just out there. They have CNN on the TV. Can you guys pump that in here for TV viewers, radio listeners? Paul Bogala, I meant to mention that weeks ago. He has his own TV show. His own TV show. And notice all over CNN, ABC, you name it, it's nothing but former government people. Because it's state-run media. And he's the guy that said, executive orders, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool. An incredibly nasty person, deeply involved in the black ops of the Clinton administration. I mean, Anderson Cooper's admittedly CIA, and we've got to sit up there with classical brainwashing media. And, you know, I said I'd get into the heart of the New World Order. I've gotten to a lot of it. But you got to understand, this is like medical triage. When people get totally lazy, totally decadent, totally stupid, totally disconnected from reality, they're like lambs of the slaughter. We have become domesticated. It's like a dog you put in a box its whole life and just throw food in the jail cell window. It knows doesn't know anything about the outside world. It is a victim. And people sit in front of televisions their whole life. They see their neighbors shot and killed. They don't even care. They saw that on the movies 1,000 times. And the fact that we went out in Austin with a petition and everyone signed it to ban water. Everyone. One guy came up when we were leaving. And people said, well, why didn't you get him? Because we were leaving. And so, wait, that was dihydrogen monoxide. That's water, isn't it? A guy we talked to. I mean, that is crazy. Number one, you'd say, what is it? And she kept saying, well, it's water, basically. You know, it's what you wash your stuff with. I mean, they didn't get it. She's like laughing at them. They're on the bridge with the Colorado River under them. And they even call the Colorado River Lady Bird Lake. See, it's this false reality. Let's just name a stretch of the river off of the former first lady and call it a lake. You're like, well, what's the big thing there? It's that everything is a stinking lie now. It is an ocean of lies. It is an overthrow of reality. That's what the new March magazine that everybody should subscribe to, Big Color Magazine, to wake people up. Buy them in bulk, 10 up to 100. It's probably going to sell out again, so get them, give them to people. And it shows all the government lies and hoaxes. And the people that are even awake go, well, that's just what they do. They lie. Yeah, and they're licking their chops now to take your pension funds. I mean, they're going to take everything. America had all this wealth because people would kill you if you tried to push them around. America's had all its problems, and boy, do they get advertised. But compared to any other country, we made more science, more inventions, more patents, more wealth. You got in a war with us. Everybody feared us before we even had high-tech weapons because we were real. We came here through adversity. I don't care what color you are. You came here through adversity. And now the globalists, the social engineers, know what Victor Hugo said is true. Adversity makes men. Prosperity makes monsters. And I go look at the young people. They are monsters. Unhealthy monsters. I mean, I have a stack of articles here. And I'm going to do a whole special report on what the New World Order master plan is. Where people can't talk now, the IQs are dropping, the language is shrinking, people are getting early onset of Alzheimer's. It's all happening. You know, I've been behind the scenes on Mancow's TV show that's now number one in Chicago, simulcast with his radio show. And he's even saying to his crew, he's like, get off the smartphones, we're going live in 2 minutes. Everybody, wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Come on, let's wake up! Let's wake up! And I've been in other companies and businesses where they go, all right, we're going to lunch. Let's keep those smartphones off unless it's work. Let's everybody wake up. That's what they say about all the top companies that are left. The person running it knows everybody's in a trance. It's like, hey, wake up. Come on, wake up. Wake up. It's like, oh. Because the television is at a flicker rate training you to go into a mesmerized state. Reading makes your IQ go up, makes your brain connections go up, because you have to visualize. If I say Marilyn Monroe standing on top of that grate with that wind blowing up in her dress, you just had to go find that connection, data retrieve it, and then fire it up. Now it hits other areas of your brain, the image of an attractive woman. But see, with TV, you don't. It's just there. It's just zzz, zzz, and it gets rid. You know, like they say most fish have an attention span of a couple minutes. See, you're supposed to have an attention span of hours as a hunter. You're supposed to have long-term memory, that everything. But you don't have a memory because you never accessed it. Radio, you've got to listen and image it, same as reading. Boost IQ. TV, especially mainstream TV, kills it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, thank the good Lord above that Dr. Steve Pachinik got safely back from the DMZ. We have unprecedented fear-mongering going on with North Korea saying we'll nuke Tokyo. We're loading the warheads. I mean, this is insane. And I don't have a theory. I have facts. But the best evidence points towards criminal elements in the Anglo-American Dutch Imperium in the Great Game actually telling Kim Jong-un to do this as a promise for oil and food so they can sell weapons. And Pachinik hinted at this, but when he was in the country, he seemed a little concerned about it until he got back. So we'll find out what he thinks in a moment, and I'll recap that. But first off, I wanted to get to this before we forgot. How the Pentagon used video games to spy on users worldwide, Democracy Now!, they brag that they're watching you over Kinect and Xbox and all this. It's like the last Starfighter. They've actually recruited people to fly drones off of their scores. But this was to then track people and to have it designed for Muslims to pick it up and track everything they're doing. Pretty amazing that they did this with Native Echo. And so just be aware of that. Here's another one. Hackers use Android to remotely attack and hijack an airplane. And that's out of Computer World. And again, this is just two articles today. Here's another one. Zero Hedge. Carmen Reinhart. No doubt our pensions are screwed. It's being announced everywhere, here and in Europe. The pensions are already gone. I mean, that's why they want your bullets and your guns, folks. They know you're going to be mad. So they're going to take the vets' pensions, too. And they've done actuaries now, and a lot of them are going to go haywire over it. And a lot of cops and military are going to get killed, and they're going to have a civil war. Instead, let's just all come together, take the states back, triage and write off the derivatives, arrest the globalists, restore the republic. But we're going to talk to Dr. Pachinik here in a moment. This is a little three-minute report that Leanne McAdoo put together with Facebook's new home system that ties into all the internet spying I was just talking about, where he calls you dumb effers. He goes, my customers think that they can trust me. You're a bunch of dumb effers, and laughs at you, and then goes to Bilderberg and then does a pump and dump, total scam with the Facebook stock, and he doesn't go to jail because he's in the untouchable club, the white shoe boys, to use the East Coast parlance. And we'll see how untouchable they are. I mean... They think Homeland Security, this new fifth branch of the military, is going to protect them. This fifth branch of tyranny. That isn't rhetoric, by the way. That's what it is. So let's go to this report and then to Dr. Pachinik to give us his take, what he can really tell us now that he got back being cased by the CIA and others. But here is Leanne McAdoo.
I'm Leanne McAdoo, and this is an InfoWars news bulletin. Facebook will launch its latest data mining device with the release of Facebook Home on April 12th. The company's new move into the lucrative mobile advertising market comes on the heels of last year's pump-and-dump scandal, which cost investors billions. The mobile app will first be available to Android users, and according to the site, from the moment you wake your phone, you'll be immersed in cover feed. Before, if you wanted to be inundated with the vacuous status updates of your friends and pictures of their half-eaten breakfast, you had to manually launch the Facebook app. Well, no more. Behold the future. By replacing the unlock and home screen of your phone, the company that's determined to creep into every area of your life can now flood your phone with pictures, chat requests, and suggestions without even needing to be unlocked. With Facebook Home, you're basically authorizing the complete surrender of your privacy, much like its web-based counterpart that is no stranger to privacy encroachment. Home will collect information like your location, how you connect with friends, what sort of apps you interact with, and your internet searches in order to personalize the advertising that will besiege your handheld device while it's awake. As we've reported before, Facebook is regularly used by the IRS to scan your account and Twitter feed while conducting audits. Now, if you launch an app via Facebook Home, information about your purchases could be stored and subject to subpoena, much like all the other information Facebook collects on you. Law enforcement officials also scour social networks using facial recognition software and have arrested people like this 20-year-old for posting a picture of graffiti to her Facebook-owned Instagram account. Even something as innocent as liking a religious or political page or attending a rally is collected and can be used against you. Why then would anyone want to be smartphone shackled to a social network that's known for mining and collecting data and then providing that information to advertisers and other nefarious systems? Basically, the app signals Facebook's ideal to have you chronically connected to the Facebook interface so it can be the sole data house of citizen intelligence. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg emphasized that home is built around people, not apps, which means that users can spend more time interacting with their friends and families on their smartphones. Well, if by family he means keeping you perpetually connected to Big Brother, Big Sis, and DARPA, well, kudos to you, Zuckerberg. Maybe you were right about your Facebook users. I'm Leanne McAdoo, and this has been an InfoWars News Bulletin.
And for radio listeners, during the pause, we show the headline where he publicly said, you're a bunch of dumb effers. I mean, and that's the thing. They're laughing at you. They pump and dump you. Facebook and the CIA was a book of enemies' faces. I mean, even the name, it's just all a giant, sick joke. You say, well, why are you on Facebook? Well, I mean, you know, why do special forces parachute behind enemy lines? I mean, I mean, we're there to engage. That's where the fight is. Why are we on YouTube, the big DARPA-run system? Because we're here to bring war against tyranny. Okay, they're waging war on us. We're waging info war on them. And just open up in all directions. Don't overthink your attacks. Just attack in all directions. We will bring them down by force of mass. I mean, their own minions are zombies, folks. Brainwaves are lowered. IQs dropping under chemical binary attack. All we've got to do is energize, plug into our hardwired instinctive drives that we have enemies running things, and we'll take everything over. They need you focused on them, feeling guilty about yourself for... Well, I'm not going to get into the psychology of it. Let's go to Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us back in the U.S. He bravely flew over there unannounced and went up to the DMZ, former top hostage negotiator and crisis manager for the State Department and combat veteran in classified operations before that, helped found the Delta Force with General Boykin. Most of you know who he is. Very interesting guy. He's helped overthrow governments with PSYOPs, you name it. And he joins us. Here's what I wanted to cover with you, just out of the gate, sir, just a quick answer on this. You said it's all a false flag between China, the U.S., North Korea, and others, but you know, to sell weapons, and that North Korea wants oil and food, but and it's not a black box, obviously. Since you talk to us, it turns out there were secret meetings, put that up on screen, guys, Reuters, with the Pentagon, Kim Jong-un, a month ago, before all this started, and I have Rumsfeld, mainstream news articles from 15 years ago, up on Infowars.com. Who gave North Korea the nukes in the first place? U.S. government and the CIA. China's massing troops on the border with North Korea, threatening them like they never had before. Is North Korea almost out of China's control? Have they done a flip-flop, you know, like Stalin away from Hitler? Or has Hitler, you know, cheated him first with their deal in Poland? Is Kim Jong-un actually being manipulated, or will he be double-crossed, now threatening to nuke Tokyo? I mean, am I wrong, sir, in saying this is unprecedented? Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us.
No, not at Alex. First of all, let me congratulate you. I came here to San Francisco, and believe it or not, I was at Berkeley last night, and you are a hero in a left-wing organization called Berkeley University. So you have really reached out across the spectrum. Alex, I'm very proud of you. Let me get right out to the point. Number one, Kim Jong-un is not relevant. The entire issue here has to do with dynamics. It has to do with dynamics of the United States, Japan, China, Russia, and Southeast Asia. Kim Jong-un is not out of control, not at all. All he is doing is expressing the dynamic of trying to get more food, more oil, and more subsistence from the United States, Japan, and other countries, because this is a weak nation. It's a nation that's falling apart. It's what we call a failed state. For the most part, we've kept that nation alive so that we wouldn't implode North and South Korea because it was too poor. But in reality, we're keeping it there to justify the use of our naval fleet in South China Sea and an excuse to use a lot of our military equipment as a test ground for the Navy, the Marine, and the Air Force. The reality is that Kim Jong-un is not even relevant. He's really just following directions according to his aunt, his uncle, and the China handler from China, as well as the understanding that he has had with the CIA, the DIA, the DNI, because he's lived 13 years in Switzerland. So, you know, all of our intelligence operatives know him very, very well. All he's done now is to really just bluster a lot of words. There is no nuclear missiles that can do anything whatsoever. The South Koreans, when I left, were mocking America. They thought we were absolutely stupid.
So was that report leaked on purpose? Because I understand they do have some atomic devices and some smaller missiles that might be able to deliver them to Seoul or Japan. But you're saying that's even baloney.
That's baloney. Basically, every country has atomic devices. Let me put it this way. Pakistan has 107 tactical nuclear weapons that we developed between the CIA, the ISI, and Mr. Khan in order to create a strategic tension force, and you've never seen Pakistan use it. Instead, we talk about Iran.
So sure, and then our media acts like it was an accident.
He has no capacity to hit anything whatsoever, but we make it, you use it as an excuse to deploy our troops into the South China Sea to deploy them into Australia. You remember the meeting between Obama and Hillary in Myanmar during the time that we were in Syria, and I said to myself, this was very unusual. So if this was all pre-planned as a way of not necessarily having a false flag, but having a point of strategic tension so that the president once again could incompetently handle or not handle a situation that would put him in the history books. Remember, a president of the United States can do nothing domestically. He has already damaged our economy and Obamacare, but now, internationally, he has created another situation.
So it's more narcissism, where all I see...
There will be no nuclear missiles in this one. It will not be effective.
So, I turn on CNN. All it is former Clinton and Obama people, now with their own TV shows. This is just mad narcissism.
Well, it's beyond mad narcissism. What it is that it's out of control. What it is really criminal behavior. And really, this is where the American public, your public, the entire public, the Berkeley public has to say cease and desist. Because what we are in fact doing is I came back here in San Francisco, I see more homeless people. I see more beggars. I see poorer infrastructure that mirrors more like North Korea than it does South Korea. In some ways, I feel when I come to San Francisco and downtown, when I see all these bums who are supported and under...
it's rotting. America is rotting.
The great liberals. I feel I'm more in North Korea than I am in South Korea, where there's wealth, there's control, and there's prosperity. So we've become very much like North Korea. We're mimicking the North Korean reaction, and we're mimicking a North Korean economy, which is going downhill,
exactly.
Militarily controlled, and no financial capacity to grow from manufacturing the way South Korea can. So the irony is we're becoming more and more like North Korea and less like South Korea.
All right, let me stop you. You've said Rumsfeld's really bad news. He seems to commit.
Rumsfeld's a criminal. Rumsfeld's not just bad news. I've known Rumsfeld since he was a Secretary of Defense under Nixon. No one liked him. He was a dangerous man then. He had a very little understanding of strategic and tactical war. He was a very...
Well, look at what he did with Iraq, but let's just stop right there. Let me just bring this up to you here. And I want to ask you what's changed, because neocons were still defending Iraq just a few years ago. Now they admit it was a disaster. But let me raise this. We have the article at Infowars.com, who gave North Korea the nukes in the first place, and it links to BBC, AP, Reuters from 15 years ago and 10 years ago, when Clinton and others and the UN transferred reactors to North Korea that are perfect for making atomic, the enriched uranium for atomic bombs. Why would the West want to give that hermit empire the ability to make atomic bombs? And then here we are being told we got to have TSA do proctology exams on our wife because bin Laden might be up there. But at the same time, the globalists have given atomic weapons to these morons.
Well, it's a very good question, Alex. I was part indirectly of a meeting on that, and I was against it. The reason that was done, because Bill Clinton and Hillary are not very competent. Most of our leaders aren't. It was in an attempt to appease the North Korean by giving them a concessionary point where we would control some form of nuclear reactor, which was under our control, and it was in a sequestered package. So honestly, we did give them a controlled, quasi-private, public, underwritten nuclear capacity to keep them quiet. But truthfully, it was incompetence writ large. We are completely incompetent in the way we handle foreign affairs and domestic affairs. What's happening is, again, we've gone into wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, and now we are basically incompetently handling.
Why are they putting out reports? I mean, it looks like they did it on purpose. Oh, we didn't mean to leak that. Oh, it's quasi-secret to say that they've got weapons and can deliver them.
No, they have no weapons to deliver it. Let me give you the following.
Why did they leak that then?
BNI, a man who's totally incompetent, an ex-Air Force general, James Clapper, who I have no idea what he does, was put in there by Feinstein and a whole group after 9/11, is head of the Director of National Intelligence, which means absolutely nothing. Another confusing aspect. Then you have the head of the CIA, John Brennan, who we know is totally incompetent and created a lot of the false flag. Then we have on top of that the head of DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, Mike Flynn, a general, who really doesn't know anything. Then above that, you have the National Geospatial agency, another intelligence organization that know nothing. Now, you put together five different military intelligence organizations with one civilian, put together a White House with incompetent little neophytes and children, and you get groupthink of ignorance. And then they come out with an analysis that has no relevance to the real world. And then you go to Seoul, Korea, and everybody's laughing at you. You go to Japan, everybody's laughing
exactly.
at you.
Exactly. So let me expand on this, then, because we've seen this with Hitler going east. We see this with Nero. We see this happen where they go crazy in their own echo chambers. Now they're admittedly getting caught in lies everywhere.
Correct.
Their plans to try a domestic takeover, that's not going to work. I mean, I agree with you, because I'm not normally, it's an incompetence deal, it's a tyranny deal. They think they're in control. They're not, which even makes them more dangerous.
That's correct. What's happening is the more and more you think you're in control and the greater the complexity of the system in the United States as we add more and more intelligence services, which have no idea of what they're doing, and it's costing us a fortune. When you have 800,000 contractors with top secret levels, and I see CIA operatives in the Ritz-Carlton Hotel and special forces and rangers who have no idea what their strategy is, no idea of the rules of engagement.
They're just wandering around acting powerful because they've all been programmed by the TV designed to neutralize the public. Instead, it's neutralized them. Oh, my God. We'll be right back. It's zombie apocalypse. Stay with us.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. All right, final segment, the official broadcast here. Restreams at InfoWars.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. We also have video streaming at Roku, Boxy, and a bunch of other systems. When you're a prison planet, TV member. You can see it all, the nightly news, the special reports, the films. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today, and one username passcode, create a generic one. 11 people simultaneously can be logged on anywhere in the world with that code. And most people aren't going to end up using it all the time, so you can probably give it to 20, 30 people. Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant. Be sure to share your username and passcode. Make sure it's unique with friends and family. We're also going to create a new function where we can buy them in bulk, discounted as well, and people can create their own username and passcode. But PrisonPlanet.tv, you are the resistance, and you're helping us get the word out by the books, the videos, the high-quality water filters, the best stuff. We carry it all at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. You can also find all the great work of Dr. Steve Pachinik and the books he's co-written with Tom Clancy and others at his site, StevePachinik.com. Steve, we only got a few minutes left. In closing, more and more, I mean, I've got to hear from Hartford University. Let's show this document here to TV viewers. The decline of average human IQ, it's plunging very, very quickly right now. A lot of that's chemical, but also people aren't ever challenging their brains, TV. More and more people are in like a trance. I mean, you can go out to man on the street and say, hey, we nuked China 2 weeks ago and killed 10 million people. Do you think that's a problem? And people go, no, it's not a problem. There's an actual man on the street. We have posted Infowars.com where Mark Dice went out and they said that. I mean, either people are more awake or they're not. And what do you call this? You're a top psychiatrist, not a quacker, you know, the real deal. What is happening societally? What do you call it? Because I've been to high security events, and I watch Secret Service, Special Forces as well. They tend to be more focused and have eye contact and seem to be not on a power trip. But you know when somebody's in a narcissistic, talking in their sleeve, feeling, you know, like when a kid thinks they're Superman in a costume and strutting around. I see that in the leaders as well. I mean, it's really sad, and it's like Nero or something. What do you call that, and where is it going, and where do you see North Korea ending up in this latest?
Total sociopathy and criminal behavior. Ever since Clinton, Bush Jr. should have been tried for criminal activity and prosecuted, and Obama should be prosecuted for criminal activity as well. And hopefully we can stop this, but this is where the American public has to decide, are they going to continue with this kind of a republic of sociopathy? Are they going to change it forcibly? Or
if we don't change it, how bad will it get?
What?
How bad will it get if it keeps going down this course?
It will get very bad. We will end up to be, and we are ending up to be, a third world country with basically a republic that's dysfunctional like North Korea, but an empire that's like Rome, an imperial empire, which will not function very well. Our military is totally dissociated from our civilian, and our manufacturing capacity is totally geared to military. We have failed very miserably at leadership domestically, and failed miserably in international leadership. So we have really violated the precepts of our founding fathers, and we are in serious, serious trouble.
Why did you get out so quick? You said you were being followed quite a bit and CIA.
No, I got out quickly because I'd gotten into Korea. I got into North Korea, and basically what happened is after a while it was getting to be very quickly consumed by CIA contract officers and military Rangers Delta Force, and you could see that the place was being South Korea was being rammed up by all kinds of irrelevant military and intelligence assets that really were not going to be relevant. And were
it's just delusional. It does nothing. But it just, I'm going to do 5 more minutes with you to ask you.
Yeah.
But, you know, you talked about talking to some of them and getting into North Korea. I want to hear about this with Dr. Steve Pachinik when we come back in just 1 minute for a little bit of overdrive. Some stations don't carry it, but it's in audio streams at Infowars.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's in the Alex Jones Show link there at Infowars.com and our backup site, PrisonPlanet.com. Spread the word on the site. Defeat the enemy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.